The Oklahoma Ethics Commission updates expenditure reporting rules after a Supreme Court ruling, and the Cherokee Nation opens a new hospital in Tahlequah. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, July 13th. I'm Nick Daniels. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission says Oklahoma political parties have to tweak how they file future expenditure reports. And as Lionel Ramos reports, the change comes after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling around coordinated expenditures made late last month.
Expenditures become coordinated when candidates and political party committees work together. This may look like an ad paid for by a political party after consulting with a candidate on the content and delivery. In its June 30th ruling, the Supreme Court eliminated the cap for such expenditures for state and federal party committees. Here is Oklahoma Ethics Commission Executive Director Leanne Bruce Boone.
The court held that political parties and their candidates have a constitutional right to coordinate that campaign spending without the federal spending caps, and they overturned prior precedent that it upheld those limits.
But under Oklahoma's own ethics rules, political party contributions to candidates' committees directly are still capped at $25,000 for statewide races and $10,000 for local elections. So the Ethics Commission is asking political parties to log coordinated expenses explicitly in their finance reports to avoid being flagged for over-contributions by the state. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Former State Superintendent Ryan Walters is off the hook for an ethics complaint filed against him after he resigned from office last fall. KGOU's Logan Layden has more details on the dismissal made official last week.
The Tulsa World reports the Oklahoma Ethics Commission voted unanimously to dismiss the complaint, which alleged he used his position and state education department resources to promote the Teacher Freedom Alliance while he was still in office. When Walters resigned early, it was to take the job of CEO for that very organization, which opposes teacher unions. Oklahoma City Democratic State Representative Ellen Pogemiller originally filed the complaint and thanked the Ethics Commission for its investigation following Thursday's decision, where it was determined there was no reasonable cause to think an ethics rule was violated. I'm Logan Layden.
The Cherokee Nation's new W.W. Hastings Hospital is now open to patients in Tahlequah. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the new facility more than doubles the size of the previous building, which was built around four decades ago.
The 400,000-square-foot facility cost $470 million to complete. It contains 127 beds and features several services, including an emergency room, intensive care unit, imaging services, pharmacy, NICU, and surgical center. Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says the new hospital, quote, stands as a testament to what we can accomplish when we invest in the health and future of our citizens. The Cherokee Nation is currently developing plans to remodel the existing W.W. Hastings Hospital facility into the Cherokee Nation Nursing and Allied Health Education Center. The $30 million project will house an OU College of Nursing satellite campus. It's scheduled to open next year. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Aviation trailblazer Wally Funk has died. The flying Aggie, trained to become one of the first female astronauts in the 1960s and accomplished the goal 60 years later, becoming the oldest person to fly in space at the time. Anna Pope has more on Funk's life and legacy.
Wally Funk had an early start to flying. Sporting a Superman cape, 5-year-old Funk jumped off her family's barn, but...
nothing happened. Oh, something's wrong here. So I did it again, got up there, jumped off the barn, wiggled my wings, and I went right into the hay.
Funk, an Oklahoma State University alum, was one of the 13 in the Women in Space program who qualified to be astronauts during the space race. But the program ended before she could take flight. Later, Funk fulfilled her dream in 2021 on the first Blue Origin human flight, becoming the oldest person to fly in space. As a pilot, she earned multiple awards and accomplishments, including being the first female air safety investigator for the National Transportation Board and the first female Federal Aviation Administration inspector. I'm Anna Pope.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.